Everybody, it's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614.
What's poppin'? It is the man, the myth, the legend, 232. And tonight we have a guest host with us in the building. Yes.
Natalie P!
In the building!
Yes,
I did it right when we practiced.
It's okay.
And we are
the New York Dolls! Bow!
Alright, so now we're gonna hop into season 7 as per usual. You know what I'm saying? We're feeling real lucky this year. We're gonna hop on the train and transfer right to our first segment, which is
the Daily Motherfucking Dose.
Daily Motherfucking Dose.
This is where we take each other through our week, our month, whatever is on our spirit right now. We're just kind of like telling each other what's up, what's been up. So, two, you want to go first?
Shit, what's been going on in the sphere, man? It's been a lot of internal growth. It's been a lot of intense conversations. It's been a lot of choosing self, and that has looked a multitude of ways. You know what I'm saying? I've been dealing with a lot of internal conflict as I'm experiencing a lot of change and shit because I'm in this space where I just want better for myself and want more for myself. And with that comes a lot of shedding of old habits, shedding of old perspectives and shit. And then also not allowing people to hold me to past versions of myself. I've been talking a lot to my best friend lately. And the last thing that we came up with, because we've been coming up with just like little things that we could say to ourselves in the midst of our conversations about our growth and shit like that. And, the one for me is, like, I'm starting from my changed place. Mm. So, like, whatever and whoever the fuck I was before, it's, like, cool.
Yeah.
I don't really care about that nigga no more.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, that was yesterday. Today is a new day. Today's price.
Hello, it's not yesterday's.
New year, new me.
Word up. Outside of that, I've just been working on side B to this EP real heavily. So, it's just been recording day in and day out and going to work. And playing my PlayStation. That's all I feel like doing.
Oh, I love that. What game have you been playing?
I've been playing a bunch of shit, but right now I'm on Watch Dogs Legion. It's calm. Oh. It's like it's some hacker shit. Like I'm just running around tearing up the Ethernet.
Okay. We love that. Yes.
That's pretty much it. A bunch of ground and a bunch of internal growth and changes taking place and new music.
I love it.
So, what's the dealio with you, cuz?
So, shout out to my homie, Matt. Shout out to Matt. Matt's
happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Matt's birthday was, like, January 2nd. And then he had a celebration on the weekend following January 2nd. And it was amazing. It was so dope. It was so fun. I met his biological dad that night, so that was very entertaining.
And you're like, oh, that's where you get it.
Yeah, everything started clicking, started making sense. He's a hoot though, and also for the first time, well, I won't say that. I'll say maybe for the second time, but like shrooms don't really affect me. Everybody knows, you know.
We know
what my favorite drug here is. But Matt gave me this motherfucking like Super Mario looking mushroom. And
yeah,
not the Super Mario mushroom.
No, legit. Yeah. Like I have to show you a picture after this.
That shit, nigga,
literally looked like it came out of the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, welcome to my world, nigga.
And yeah, that like one time I was chilling, and then like an ambulance went by outside, and I heard that shit in my skull. Like that shit went by and I was with my homegirl Lola and I was like, where the fuck did that come from? And she was like, what? I was like, oh bitch, this shit is hitting. Yeah. I was like, that shit was in my head.
When them senses get heightened as fuck, bro, that's how
I
would know.
Be terrified.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. And then I started hearing like all the music like in it felt like I had surround sound like in my head. Like it was crazy.
That should be beautiful.
It was I had to reel it in and once I like understood, oh, like this one is actually working. That's when I was like, okay, like this is what we're playing with. Cause like for years it just has like not worked for me, but like that one did some shit. And then like I had to get home and that was a whole nother journey, but like it was so funny. Cause like, you know, normally like I take people home and I have brother with me and we started going a route that he realized was like back to my house. And then he was like, oh, he's like, brother, I thought you was taking me. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, hon. I was like, I have to get off the road now. I was like,
problematic.
Yeah, I was like, I have to get home ASAP. Because like the lights in the street.
Yeah, facts.
You know that thing where it's like, if you're like a little sleepy or whatever, like the lights split off in all these different directions.
Astigmatism.
Yeah, yeah.
So what you're saying is you're blind.
Every light on the street lights, the car lights, the fucking lights in the sky, every light was splintering off. So therefore, all I could see was lights. Like, I couldn't see anything else. I was like, yeah, oh, I got to get the fuck home.
Not all of the lights like Kanye.
No, all of the lights. So that was that. And then so I'll save this part for, like, a future segment. But, however, I ended up watching this Taiwanese movie that night. Because I don't know what I was just, like, feeling on being just, like, in a love story. My specific feeling, I specifically wanted to immerse myself within a gay love story. Like,
yes. That is.
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Oh, I have a whole list for you. I just worked for like an LGBT film festival.
Oh, yes.
I saw the best films.
Oh,
I have recommendations for days. I got you.
Shoot them my way. I was.
I got you.
I was feeling it in that moment. I was like, I just want to be in the story. So I did that, and I'll talk more about that later on. But that was that. I linked up with my homegirls, Alola and Ice, from high school.
I remember Ice.
You remember Ice?
Yeah. She's dope.
She's so dope. I love her. But we all just met up for a date at the MoMA. I took them out. And that was so much fun.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah. It was so cute. But there's a lot to the MoMA. And we got there like 40 minutes before they were closing. So we're going to go again. But that night on its own was cute. We spent a little night like out in the city and, you know, went to bars and did all this stuff. And
hell yeah.
Really cute time with the girls. And then aside from that, what's also on my spirit, so let me just also publicly apologize for my lateness tonight. Y'all know I don't give that. I'm not a late girly.
We done had three whole podcasts while we were
Dead ass. Oh,
we
my
spilled
God,
all the tea. You missed it.
It's
cool.
My FOMO is.
I'm actually really glad that it wasn't recording.
It was one of those. Okay.
Yeah.
But I say that to say, today I was supposed to have my annual physical done for work. And my doctor's appointment was originally for like 1 something. Mm. And then like today they were like, oh, it's actually at 6:15. And I was like, oh, that's very different.
waited there for 6 hours?
No. I was still at work. So like I work on 38th Street and my doctor's on 135th. So after I got out of work, I went straight up there. And you know, normally I'm kind of like in and out, but the doctor hit me. He was like, yeah, he's like, you know, so
is you're dying.
Well, I said that to him, but to me, he was like, is everything fine? And funny enough, today I was experiencing like a sharp pain whenever I was like taking a deep breath in. So I was like, well, funny enough that you mentioned that today, because, you know, and then I told him. I felt the energy shift in the room and he started asking like some different questions.
Yeah.
been there. And then, so then he like disappeared, came back. I got like all the blood work done and just like all this other stuff. But then he was like, all right, I'm gonna hit you with the EKG. Cause let's see what this
is. Put all the stickers on you.
Exactly. Yeah. He's like, let's see what's going on here. So then when he came back, he was like, yeah, he's like, you know, our EKG is normally, like the criteria for it or whatever, normally monitors symptoms in people that are 35 and over. He's like, you're 32. So he's like, I'm not completely sure about this. He was like, but I would have felt more comfortable if yours was like completely normal. He's like, and it's not. Mm. He's like, so therefore, he's like, you just went from being an annual patient to being an actual patient. He's like, so you're going to come back in 2 months.
Oh, shit.
He basically, and you know, in a nice way, he was like, you're fat And he was like, you're fat and you have high blood pressure now. He was like, you've like, these are things that have never, you know, burdened me
I would
before.
Cry.
And well, what he said to me, he was like, you got to lower your weight and you have high blood pressure. Well, I know what the fuck that translated into. And, you know, like, thank you. Like,
it's like you a big bitch.
Hello. It's giving very big
I
Bertha.
I think you look great.
I mean.
I was giving Bertha. I'm crying.
I mean, one, thank you.
Yo.
Always looking
not
amazing.
Not as giving big Bertha.
But yes. Two, you know, the facts is the facts. And it's so funny because I was just talking to somebody else the other day. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I know. Like, with the transition of my position at work, I know that, like, it took a lot for me to, like, acclimate into. And I know that I was ODing. Because I told somebody else, I was like, yeah. I was like, last year was the first year that I literally just ate whatever the fuck I wanted to. Like, normally I have all these, like, rules and restrictions for myself. But I was like, I was just like, eating whatever the fuck I wanted when I wanted to, you know, within my pescatarian
diet. I was about to say, did you stray outside of the pescatarianism?
No. But just like the amount, you know what I mean? Like, I have always been very good at identifying whenever I'm like, if I'm like really hungry or if I'm just like bored, you know what I mean? If I'm just like bored and eat it. Last year, I did not care about like eating out of boredom. I was just like, you know, I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, I try not to eat when I'm bored. Yeah, it's really hard though when you a high ass nigga all the time. I'm not gonna lie.
That's kind of why I stopped smoking so much weed, because I was like, I was constantly craving and eating dumb shit.
Yeah. I need it though, man.
Especially like late at night. Oof.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Your body don't rest like that. If you eat like too close to when you're going to bed, like you're not resting. You're digesting.
And well, you're not resting. You're digesting. Put it on a shirt.
Come on, bars.
Put it on a shirt.
Don't steal that.
Dr. Natalie over here.
Come on, period. MD. MD Natalie. MD Natalie.
MD Natalie.
In the building.
In the building.
I'd be the shittiest doctor ever. Oh. I'd be like, yes, girl, treat yourself. Like.
So like he said all of that, and then he left the room to like go run some more tests, and he came back, and I was like, so am I dying? And then he just started like, and then he started like dying. He was like, you're a funny one. And then he like just like ran down all the shit that needs to change. So that was me. And then
did he tell you to drink more water?
Actually, no.
It's like hydrate, bitch.
No. But I then sent that message to like a few people in my community and was like, hey, you know, just like, I was like, here's what I just experienced. I'm sending this to you so you can also hold me accountable for the year. And, you know, then they started shooting off the shit, you know, like, more this, less that, and this and this, and we're gonna get you on this. And
so I'm always like, shocked when my physicals come back normal, because I do not take care of myself the way that I should. I was just like, you know, and I actually told my doctor, I was like, I'm tired all the time. This cannot be normal.
It's not.
Like, no matter how much I sleep, no matter how much, like, if I'm not caffeinating or whatever, like, I'm a zombie. And they did all the blood work and everything. She's like, bitch, you fine. I'm like, so it's all in my head?
No, listen to your body.
It's gut health. It'd be a lot of shit.
Yeah. So that's me. What about you, Natalie? What is going on this week? What went on for you?
What? Okay, so I've got a lot going on and also not a lot at the same time. You know, this is the first season in a long time that I haven't been working a full-time job. So I've had like a lot more time to consciously choose what I'm going to do with my time, if that makes sense.
It does.
And, you know, so I'm really doing this whole, like, new year, new me kind of thing. But I'm hoping to stick to it,
actually.
I started getting in the gym. I went to SoulCycle. Okay. I did two whole classes, and it shows.
Two of them things.
You see the wide angle?
Yes, you're looking good.
Yes, indeed.
It's going, right?
You're looking good.
So, you know, we've been working out. We've been trying to rest a little bit more. I'm working on starting a new production company with a good friend of mine.
Yay.
Applying to some grants.
Also
been home a lot.
Okay.
I'm just like, you know, I'm definitely working on consciously choosing opportunities, not for the money, but more so for like what's going to pay off for me in the long run,
because
I've always had trouble like balancing the passion projects with like the paycheck projects.
Gotcha.
So I like, you know, all of 2023 was just about like lowering my operating expenses as much as possible, which has been hard for me because a bitch likes to get her hair done, a bitch likes to get her nails done, all that other stuff. So I'm like, you know, I'm trying to be a grown-up, guys.
I know.
I'm like dating like a grown-up too. Ooh. I'm like, oof.
Okay.
I'm a bitch about to be 30, so, you know.
Come on. I love it.
A bitch about to be 30.
I'm trying to grow up.
Stepping into it gracefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Well, that's amazing.
Thank
growing
you.
Growing up.
Yeah. All right. Fucking part.
I'm glad to be back here.
We're glad to have you back.
I missed y'all.
I missed you. I'm so happy to have you back on the mic with us. For those of y'all that may or may not know, Natalie was our season 6 guest host.
Facts.
And it was such a beautiful season with her. We got gypped along the way. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason, like, we stopped recording at some point.
Well, I mean, I was out of town for half the year.
Yeah, I was like, there was a lot going on.
Two was out of town.
Facts.
Yeah.
Adelise went out of town for a little while.
Yeah.
And then, and then you were out of town for a little bit. Yeah. So we were living our best lives last year.
It was a lot of out of town shit.
Yeah.
Going on.
There was a little hiatus. You're right. I always enjoy coming to the dose. I love talking my shit. Oh, and I'm thinking about starting my own podcast too.
And I think you should.
I think I'm gonna do it.
And I think you should.
I think I'm gonna do it. I'm trying to ruminate on like exactly what niche I'm trying to speak on.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and like who I'm trying to like.
The target audience.
Go, well, not just that, but who I'm trying to go into this with, like who I'm trying to work with.
Yes.
So there's a lot of decisions to be made, but it's like a slow season and also a building season for me.
Right.
Word.
Yeah.
I love that.
I feel that. That's fire.
Cute.
Okay, so I guess we're gonna hop into our second segment, which is today's dose.
We're
gonna get into our sizzling topics. Is the tea really hot or not?
Oh, no.
What you got for us, Derek?
All right, so I want to talk about this Ave Sling. Ave Sling.
What is
post that?
What?
What is Ave?
Viral. So, I don't know the exact breakdown. It might stand.
Is it African American vernacular?
Yeah.
And what? Ebonics.
Maybe something like that, but it basically stands for like Ebonics, right? Like the slang that we speak. But basically, there was this classroom list of prohibited words and sayings that went viral, and people were debating if the list is anti-black, right? So I basically
it probably is.
Spoiler alert.
I want to get into the tea of this list, right?
Wait, so this is phrases that like people can't say in school
in this teacher's specific classroom.
Okay,
I don't even think that it's a school thing, right?
Okay,
but
teachers have always kind of
they have their own ways how they run the classroom.
Grammar. But let me take you through this.
Racist.
So this says these words or sayings are prohibited in my classroom! ! If you are caught using these words, you will write a short essay explaining why you chose to use these words in an academic setting to express yourself. There are many ways to articulate what you need to say without using slang. Please know that using slang in an academic setting can diminish your capability to become a successful writer. More often than not, the way you speak is the way you will write. The gibberish some of you choose to use.
Gibberish.
Yes, the gibberish some of you choose to use is improper English and sometimes inappropriate for an academic setting.
We've all had a teacher like this.
This is an educational institution and you will carry yourself as scholars.
She would have hated a student like me because English is a mother language anyway.
Now, let me tell you the words. These are the words that are prohibited in the classroom. Bruh.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hold on.
Bruh's a love language.
Bruh. Standing on business.
This is racist. Ooh. This is racist.
Ooh-wee or ski.
What?
What?
Ski.
Not ooh-wee.
You ate that up. That's cap. What's up, gang? Bet on my God, Miss T.
You can't say bet. Bet's a word.
You can't say bet.
Bet is a word.
Yeah. Oh my God, Miss T. On God, on my mama.
On my hood.
On my dead mom, dad, aunt, cousin.
The fact that she took the time to make this list.
You can't say Riz. You can't say what's up.
That word.
What's up, G Wade?
This is just anti young nigga.
You can't say in the. You can't say in the cut with my twin. You can't say
but I'm in the cut posting with my twin.
Just vibe. Gyat. On bro, on hood, gang gang, nigga, on ma.
Did she actually write nigga?
She she put N-GGA.
Okay.
On the set, freak you mean, period, mun yun.
Fuck you mean.
Period. It's a way to end a sentence.
Mun
yun.
It must
have had a T at the end, right?
Big dog, motion, and or big motion.
Who walked in the classroom and called somebody else big dog and offended her?
Just vibe twin. What's up, twin?
She's so tired of hearing this shit.
I don't know what N-E means. Knee? Nay?
Like, watch me whip. Watch me nay.
That might be a little too far back. I don't know.
I'm old.
And then you also can't say it's giving. So, yeah, she was...
This shit is racist. This shit, like, anti-gay. This shit...
Anti-everything.
Legit. Shit just like, anti. No, legit.
What grade is she teaching, this teacher?
I have no idea. Seventh. These were some of the comments.
It's got to be middle school.
These were some of the comments. People said only a few aren't appropriate for school. The rest is deaf anti-black.
Yeah.
Y'all calling this anti-black, but it's not. But whatever. Y'all be mad about everything and nothing at the same time. I don't think I would have made it like 30 minutes in this class.
I wouldn't have, for sure.
I'm not mad at it, especially by it being an English class. You are in an academic setting. Please act like it. Leave it in the hallway and lunchroom. I wish a motherfucker would tell me I can't open my black mouth and say nigga. I don't give a fuck if I was at church. Teacher just don't like black people. Notice not a single phrase of white slang is listed. All the students should just talk like hillbillies or valley girls. I bet the teacher won't have a problem with that. Or speaketh in ye old English.
They got it. Speaketh in ye old English, bitch.
Somebody said, this ain't it.
Humble
thyself, indeed. Somebody said, this is the quickest way to kill free thinking in a classroom. When you use the language your students speak, it strengthens the trust and respect they have for you. Sure, my students call me cringe for saying period or it's given, it's not given. But I'm one of the most relational teachers at my school. And my students trust me and know I'm safe. And in turn, they do what is asked and create an open dialogue in the classroom.
Right.
Somebody said, when a motherfucker is going to accept the fact that Ave is just a dialect of English that's perfectly acceptable? And last one I read is, somebody said, yeah, this is anti-black as fuck. I understand handling yourself in a proper way in the classroom, but they're kids. Y'all not putting, now listen here, pal, on the list.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Now listen here, pal.
Listen here, pal.
Now that shit definitely felt racist. And she said a few things before she even got to the list where I was just like, I just don't feel like that's things that you need to put into the kids of head. Into the heads of children.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, I feel like it's one thing to be like, okay, don't write that in your paper. Right.
But
fine.
Saying that like people not going to be like good writers and shit like that because of the language that they use.
Or like, you know what I mean? Like, or maybe like don't answer a question, a direct question that the teacher has to like, well, Miss T, it's giving. Like,
right.
You know, then I could see like her being like, hey, maybe you shouldn't talk like that.
Yeah.
But to just say like, oh, you got to write an essay every time you say these things. Like,
right.
I mean, she's really trying to nip it in the bud.
It's bugged up.
And
get laid.
I'd be writing an essay every day because I'd be doing shit to purposely piss her off.
That's crazy. No, I can't.
I would walk in and just be like, what's up, bro?
to the board.
Like, what if this was London and be like, yeah, bruv.
Right.
What's good, bruv?
Hello, bruv. I don't know, because like I use myself as an example, right? And like in school, I was always with the shits. Like I was always like talking slang and da da da, right? But also, same. I was writing bomb ass English papers.
Exactly.
Like English was my favorite subject.
I was a fucking scholar, bro. No, but legit. I have the potty mouth. Like a motherfucker.
I'm a fucking sailor. So I don't know if maybe this is a case where in her classroom, maybe her students' language is translating directly verbally to the page, right? But if that's not the case, then I think it is like a little OD.
And Lord forgive me. Yeah. Some of these little niggas do be a little slow.
Yes, they are a different. Like,
it's definitely different now.
It's giving.
It's giving. You need to stop skipping English class.
Yeah.
But you see, like that's a valid argument. But I mean, Gary Vee, who I used to watch a lot, who's now become a little bit too insufferable. But
he's a little.
But there are certain. But there are certain like points that he's made in the past. Like, for example, like he always curses and, you know, he said that people have called him out on that and, you know, said, well, it's not professional and, you know, you shouldn't be speaking that way. It's a sign of low intelligence or whatever. And he says like he doesn't punish his kids for cursing or whatever. Mm. And, you know, because I there is some validity to that, because it's just like, just because you use certain language doesn't mean you're any less educated than the next person.
Right.
If anything, it just means you have it more of a Rolodex of words to choose from. But also, I mean, I don't know. To make like a whole like printout and say you have to like
that's a lot.
You know,
that took like, effort.
Yeah, like she sat and thought about that. You had time to do that. Listen, I know mad like friends, family who are teachers.
Yeah.
They're drowning in papers to grade, shit to do. Like
drowning in papers to grade, making fucking coming up with plans,
lesson plans, things like that.
Like how did you
want to do
more? Plus balancing their personal lives and side jobs and things like that, because teachers don't get paid.
They don't get paid
nowhere near enough as much as they should.
Talk about it.
But the fact that she had time to do all that.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's giving.
It's giving.
It's giving. Focused on the wrong shit.
Hello.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Word.
Okay, cool. That's that was funny. My thing. My other thing, too, you actually have, so I'll let you run into it.
Oh, I got the other thing?
The secret tunnel.
Yo, because what the fuck?
Oh!
Yeah.
The secret tunnel. Yo,
all right, so I have question marks by it when I put it on my shit, because I really just seen it in passing because, you know, I'm a Twitter nigga, so Twitter, we got everything going on.
I'm a TikTok bitch.
And this week, these Jews is climbing out of tunnels in the ground and shit. They got tunnels under Brooklyn and all that.
I think the thing is, like, they straight up were, like, laughing at the police. They were, like, you know, body blocking them from getting in. It's like, it's the fact that y'all think that the rules don't apply to you is crazy to me.
Yeah, facts, word.
Yeah, I had a couple of thoughts on this. One, I was like, wow, this shit is crazy. That's number one. And for anybody that may not know what we're talking about, so basically a massive secret tunnel was discovered under this historic Jewish synagogue here in New York City.
They dug 50 extra feet.
Crazy. And the authorities tried to shut it down, and then that's when, like, things went awry, right? So it's, like, all of these, like, Jewish folk kind of just really, they strong-arm in the police, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's really giving, like, a battle in here, in this synagogue. And
they were flipping tables and shit.
They were flipping pews.
They were flipping pews. You're on Twitter a lot. The funniest thing was seeing people's tweets from like a week ago where they were like, yo, I swear to God, there are people underneath my apartment speaking Yiddish. And then everybody was like, yo, y'all are crazy. And then they retweeted the next week when this came out. It's like, owe me a big apology because I was right.
Crazy.
Could you imagine you just like hear people in your like basement?
I'd be pissed. Well, okay. Go the fuck home.
I'm not gonna lie.
You and your hat, man.
I'm fucking crying. Man. I'm not going to lie. There used to be some times in one of my old apartments where my, like, speakers would tap into, like, some weird radio frequency automatically, and it would be, like, them, like, talking.
Yeah.
Like, no funny shit. Like, and I would just be like, this is really interesting.
I feel like I shouldn't be hearing this.
All right, check this out, though.
Yeah.
Because this is where shit get dark.
Uh-oh.
So apparently one of the niggas that was down in this synagogue when all that shit went down came forward for child trafficking.
So they think that these underground tunnels were used.
It's a possibility
for sure. Their trafficking ring.
That is quite dark.
Shit gets real dark.
Are we talking about something else?
Yeah. 100%. That's the last I got on that.
Crazy. Yeah. And then the other thing that came to my mind directly after was I was like, well, goddamn. I was like, if they like raid in their ship, I was like, then we really like everything is like balls to the walls.
Nigga, nobody's safe.
No, literally.
thought this shit was safe.
It was the caucasity for me. The fact that y'all really like fought the police back and were okay at the end of it.
Yeah, I can.
And I'm not gonna lie, I used to view them as untouchable because like they get away with a lot of shit here in Crown Heights.
I understood why everybody viewed them as untouchable, but I never really seen them as untouchable. I just feel like they ain't got touched yet because everybody has sympathy for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, can we talk about something else?
Yeah, so there's that. All right, well, great. We literally have nothing else. So,
well, I mean, then.
Unless you have a hot topic that you came across, Nat.
Oh.
And if not, that's fine.
Not particularly.
Not particularly hot.
That's not fine. Particularly hot. I have some lukewarm topics.
Come on, lukewarm. Yeah. We like a little lukewarm.
A little lukewarm vibe.
Well, if that is the case, we're actually going to get into our next segment. Life in the Concrete Jungle. All right.
Oh.
So this is actually our guest section. We want to kick it off by asking you, for those that may or may not know, what do you do here and how are you doing it?
When you say here, where is here?
Well, you know, like, what do you
like? Do? What do I do for work?
Yeah.
What do I do to exist?
Yeah. Here in New York City.
I'm a producer. That's my main thing. I produce all kinds of content. I've done podcasts. I've done, films. I've done commercials. I've done New York City mayor campaigns, not Eric Adams, but
make it very clear.
I had to clear that up.
Listen, that was not my fault. We tried.
Hello.
We tried.
Damn.
But and I knew he was shady from the beginning.
Talk your shit.
I knew it. I was like, ugh. But the minute he came out with this one ad where he was like, I'm a retired cop and now I'm going to clean up the streets. I was like,
zoinks.
He going to get them. But I didn't trust him then and I don't trust him now. But anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm a producer. I'm a writer. I've been doing a lot more focus on getting back to my writing roots.
I love that for you.
Yeah. And I'm because a creative.
Yes, and you are a creative. And I just want to, you know, just connect these dots.
Mm-hmm.
But all last episode was us talking about returning to your roots. So I love that this. I love that this theme has
continued.
The theme has continued.
Continued. Listen, if you was in that lady's English class, you would have been banned.
Would have been out of here.
Essay
okay?
for you.
Period. And I would every day, not have you. Been writing it.
My hand would have been strong.
On my mama, I'm not writing that essay.
Bruh.
Period.
Like, bruh, period. It's giving incomplete. Damn, that would have been like five it's essays giving, right
and
there.
The teacher would have given right back to you. It's giving summer school.
Like, damn, Miss T.
Damn, Miss T.
Oh. I love it. So, Natalie, like, how are you able to sustain doing, like, all of those things? Or how have you been able
like
to?
Like, financially? Not sure. Well.
It's a trick question. Unsustainable.
It's not a sustainable career by
financially,
any chance.
Not at all. Not at all, folks.
Financially, I'm living off the vibes.
I mean, that's also real shit.
I think the industry that I'm in is built to keep people like us out.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, like the people that really do well really fast have a lot of connections and a lot of experience and a lot of privilege, to be honest with you. Like, you need to pour a lot of money into making your own films and your own projects. You need to pour a lot of time. A lot of education, a lot of like working for free and, you know, kind of cutting your teeth that way. So, you know, I've had a lot of side jobs. I you know, that's kind of how I got into producing was, you know, I had these stories that I wanted to tell and nobody was going to fund them. So I had to fund them myself or find a way to get them funded. And
that's a fact.
You know, here I am. So, you know, I was working for an agency a little while back and I kind of, you know, speaking of getting back to your roots, I kind of lost my creative side because I just became like the project manager producer, you know, for everybody else but myself. So, you know, I cut my living expenses way, way, way down. I moved back in with my grandmother, which has been fun.
Oh God.
but, you know, it's given me the ability to take on only what
you want
and to put in that time. Like, I'm applying to a lot of grants right now. I'm, you know, building a business, which takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. You know, but it, again, like, I'm privileged enough to be able to do so because I don't pay any rent where I'm staying at.
Yep.
You know, the place where I was in last year, you know, I was in a one bedroom apartment by myself. I was paying all my own expenses. I was, you know, grinding it out and it was, you know, I was exhausted.
And it's so crazy that you just said that because I was gonna ask you, like, I've been having off-air conversations with you know, like, other creatives, and for me, I feel like it's this thing that's been bubbling, but I feel like it, like, the pot really kind of, well, the lid really kind of flew off the pot in my life once Taraji kind of came forward and spoke about like and she spoke about like all her woes of just like it being like hard even for where she is in her career and all these different things. And you know, a lot of the other friends that I've been talking to have been echoing this sense of like just like being tired, you know, just like being tired right now.
Yeah, man, niggas is tired, bro.
No, and I'm tired of having to like, and one thing that really resonated with me was that she was like, I'm consistently having to prove myself, like what I did in the past doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know, and I'm finding that like, you know, even when I was applying to jobs, you know, I was getting a lot of offers for production coordinator or production assistant or like, you know, all these like support roles.
And it's like, are you reading my resume?
Are you exactly? You know, it's like I spent the last 5 years of my life, you know, essentially co-running a production company by myself, you know, managing projects of upwards of $250,000-$300,000 to myself, you know, and it kind of seemed like, you know, every new space you go into, they expect you to start from zero because of who you are. And that was hard for me to come to terms with. And also I had to realize that there was still a lot for me to learn too.
Yeah.
You know, there were certain spaces where I did actually need to start from zero, but it's just, you know, when you don't fit the mold of the people that usually succeed in a certain business, especially in a creative business, you are constantly having to advocate for yourself and it's fucking exhausting.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
So I felt Taraji deep, like deep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nope. Same.
I hope she gets her flowers after this because and her bag. I hope she gets her bag after this.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been seeing lots of different things of her talking about how she just had to like really like fight during this Color Purple process, and not only for herself but for, you know, it more for, you know, like her castmates and things like that. And there's been a lot of clearing of the air that it was not Oprah, you know, that it was like the studio and that Oprah was actually the one that came in and like, you know, made sure that things were like fixed once she intervened. But yeah, so
I still don't trust Shorty.
Right?
Well, I mean, still always go with your intuition because like,
actually, let me not say that because I'm still hoping that,
you know, yeah.
Oprah's going to have me on her show one day.
Period. Yeah.
Not so. The one that was canceled. The other one.
we'll go with the allegedly. Yeah. No, that's very real. And thank you for like shedding light on that. Because it might look like all glitz and glam, you know, especially in this age of us with the social medias and the blah blah blah, right? Like we don't post our failures, you know.
I do.
Well, that's great. Well, I love
maybe
that.
Too much.
Well, I love that for both of y'all. That's very transparent and honest and real. I don't post my failures, but I do talk about it. I talk about them a lot
in the close friends
that's
only.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I talk about it all day. Yeah. Like, y'all not gonna see it.
Yeah.
The fuck, I'm gonna show it to you for.
And it was funny because I linked up with an old friend a while ago who had basically been like watching my growth and my journey from a distance. And, you know, I told her about all of the things that I've been through, especially like in the last like couple of work situations that I've been in. And she was like, and that's crazy because from the outside, it looked like you were doing great. You were traveling. You had all these big clients. You had all this like all these great opportunities. And I was just like, yeah, you know, I did have those, but I also had a lot of struggle on my back. Like,
yeah.
This shit is not like when you want to try to make it in a creative field, whether that be, you know, a music artist, a podcaster, a filmmaker, any kind of like creative field. Like, those fields weren't made for people like us.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very true. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. You got to be tough, and you got to really fucking want it because it's about perseverance.
You got to really fucking want it.
Yeah.
Yo, there was a fucking line in this show that I was the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. You guys probably haven't seen it, but she asked this guy why he wanted to be a comedian. And she was like, do you love it? He was like, if I could do any other job, I'm talking dentist, butcher, like, you know.
Butcher goes crazy.
Like, whatever. I don't know. He named, like, the most awful jobs in the world. If I could do any one of those things and be happy, I would do them in a heartbeat. Mm. She goes, but do you love it, though? He goes.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to love it that much. It's almost like you have to be kind of insane.
Yeah. Like, it's the only thing.
1,000%. I tell people all the time that, like, I'm convinced that I'm a masochist.
Mm.
Well, I already know that.
Yeah.
For myself, I mean. I don't know about you.
I think there's very, very much like a good chance that I am.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, but you know, I mean, like, sure, but I feel like it's also that other edge of it where it's like, you know, we persevere and we commit to the struggle because we love the thing so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, to me, it almost feels like the exact opposite of a masochist, because if you hated the thing that, because yeah, this thing might be bringing us like struggles and turmoil and pain, right? But it's mm-hmm. because we love the thing. We don't love the pain that comes with yeah. it. But I think it would be the opposite if you like hated the thing and loved the pain.
Well, but know? I'm sure we've also been in that situation too, because I'm sure you guys have all had to take like a job you didn't want to take, but it paid the bills and things like that. And like, you know what I'm
That's
saying?
Me
like,
right now.
And, you take these jobs and every day you go in there, you're like, I fucking hate this. I would so much rather be doing the XYZ.
Right.
Facts.
You know, and you go in every day and that's a really tough position to be in.
No, it is. And definitely have been there before. Oh my God. I remember my days. I used to cater waiter and all this other bullshit.
Oh, I did that too.
But, what actually is like, has been a little scary for me lately is that, you know, just like talking about like, it really examining like what you love and like, you know, doing what you love and all those things. Where I'm at right now, like I really do love the work that I'm doing outside of the creative stuff. You know what I mean? Like I found this like very interesting space. So now the conversation that I always have with myself is like, you know, is this taking me away from my art? You know,
yeah.
It's kind of the thing, the conversation that I have with myself.
The art is always going to be this like beast that you have to feed.
Yeah.
You know,
for
it's
sure.
like, am I feeding it enough? Yep. You know? And I think that's why, like, I've been reluctant. And I think I've, you know, if I'm being transparent, which is like the theme of the day, it's been tough on my family because, you know, like they'll throw me certain opportunities where, you know, like, I've gotten offered a job at this, you know, law firm and, you know, all these like other like, you know, like grown up jobs. Mm-hmm. And I almost like, and I would look at some friends who, you know, have these very like kind of corporate positions or like, you know, they're not creatives or artists in any way. And they're so happy just going to work. Going home, having their free time,
yeah.
They have their stability, they have, and I think a part of me is always kind of envied that they are good with that, but
yeah.
I'm like, I would be crushed.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been there. Like, listen, you know, I used to work at a law firm before I like really took filmmaking seriously, and you know, it just killed my soul slowly, and every single time now that I have a rough day on set, or I'm not getting a certain film opportunity or whatever the case may be, I'm like, as hard as this is,
it ain't that law firm.
Yeah, it still beats the cubicle. That's like my mantra is like, it still beats the cubicle. As long as I'm not back in the cubicle,
yeah.
No matter how hard it is, no matter how much my family talks shit about me, mm-hmm. love you, Mom.
I love you.
I will finish my degree eventually.
Period.
I'll get there.
Period.
You know, just for her. But yeah, no, as hard as that is, it's like, yeah, it still beats the cubicle. Like
yeah.
I'll take this and I'll take a 18 hour day on set over going back to work in office.
I hear you. I hear you.
A regular office.
Is there any lasting words that you would like to say to either like a younger version of yourself or anybody that
fuck bitches get money? No.
hello or anybody that's aspiring to be you know, follow the same journey that you've taken of like being a self-made producer and whatnot?
I would say to learn the balance between the practical and the dream. You know, I think if you follow one too stringently, you're gonna be in trouble. You know, I think you know, if you are just too much of a dreamer and you're just like, after, like, you still have bills, you still have responsibility, time still passes, you still get older, like you
yeah.
still need to learn like how to be an adult, really, you know.
Yeah.
And vice versa, if you're just doing the grind and you're not nurturing your dream, you're going to be out of sync, you know?
Yeah.
So I think learning that balance is kind of been like a lifelong pursuit of mine.
I love
so
that.
So I would, yeah, that's what I would tell 18-year-old. I would tell 18-year-old me not to fucking drop out of college. But also still do the art. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you. Natalie P in the building, y'all.
In the building.
Let's move over to our next segment. This is Shine a Light. This is where we shout anything out, or if there's anything coming up that we would like to advertise, we talk about it. Maybe there's a fire restaurant that you ate at. Maybe you're in a show. Maybe you have an album coming out and people need to listen to it.
Yes.
This is the space to do so. So, two, if you may.
Yeah, nigga. Seven side A out now. Go fucking stream that shit. And we still waiting on Apple Music because they some bitch ass niggas. But yeah, when it's out there, I'll let y'all know.
Oh, wow. This is gonna blow my mind.
Disgusting.
Egregious goes crazy.
But I love that word. That's such a good egregious.
It's my favorite facts. Right now.
Yeah, this is really crazy.
Who else got to shine a light on something? You got something to shine a light on? You're watching little love movies and shit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I will pick it up with that. My Taiwanese gay love story that I watched. I watched this movie on Netflix that night that I was heavily induced by the mushroom. And it's called Your Name Engraved Herein. This is a quick synopsis of it. It basically goes, in 1987, as martial law ends in Taiwan, Jihan and Birdie fall in love amid family pressures, homophobia, and social stigma. Long story short, these two best friends, they know each other from when they're little to when they're like growing up. One of them, I'm already getting into my bag because here's where shit be going a little awry, but like, so basically growing up, everybody in school, so this is between Jihan and Birdie, right? Birdie, yeah. So growing up, everybody thought Birdie was gay. Like everybody in school would always pick on Birdie and be like, yo, Jihan, don't hang out with that queer, don't blah, 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 right?
Wow.
And Jihan always defied them and be like, nah, like that's my nigga. Like, I don't care what y'all say. I don't care if he is. Like, he's my really good friend and I love him and I'm going to stick beside him, right? And as they got older, you know, there were like moments, like nothing like really too crazy, but you could see and you could feel the love that they started to develop for one another, right? But then let me not throw my jaded feelings into this. Because they were always going to an all boys school, right? So when martial law ended, girls were able to enroll into the school now. So as their hormones are growing and shit and girls now enroll into the school, there's some girl that's all over Birdie. And Birdie starts developing feelings for this girl. And Jihan is starting to realize, shit, I think I like Birdie. You know what I mean? So now it's kind of like Jihan's really the queer and Birdie isn't. So then they go through like that period with each other. And then it gets really like wild and beautiful at the same time. And it was a really beautiful story to dive into. And yeah, I just love gay shit. It was so cute to watch. So I want to shine a light on that. If you get a chance, watch Your Name Engraved Herein. Really cute story.
Okay.
And on top of that, I'm still catching up on One Piece. And I was watching the shit on the train today because I figured out how to do that as if it's difficult. But I was watching it on the train, and that shit had me crying on the train. Aww. And I was just, like.
Oh, not you, the motherfucker crying during the movie.
No,
now.
I know. And
I'm always the crier in the movie.
Nah.
He lives for loves to watch other motherfuckers cry during the movie.
It's my Cancer moon. I love to cry.
I'm a Cancer moon too, yeah. So it'll get me sometime.
Y'all niggas.
So I was literally watching myself on the train, and I was like, nigga. Because I was really sitting there with the phone in my hand, and it was catching me, and I was just like this. I was like looking around and shit. But the motherfuckers always know how to get me. Like I'm at the end of a big battle just wrapped up, and everybody's saying fucking goodbye now. So like, and they know they so crazy because they be knowing when the viewer is crying because they'll make
they'll flash to a motherfucker that's crying.
Yes, and you know who always does it for me is always Nami because like they've been making Nami real dramatic lately. So like. She'll be like,
she's usually not.
She'll be covering her mouth with tears welling up. And like, I'm already getting started. And then I see her and I'm like, oh shit. Like, oh my God. And then they'll make Chopper cry. And they'll also make fucking big ass Frankie cry. So I'm like, these niggas done got me. So I'm just on this train crying on my way here. I already done got told that I'm fucking fat and dying by my doctor. So it was just
emotional just day.
Emotional train
fat
ride.
And dying is so crazy.
Emotional fucking train ride.
Oh man.
And that is my light. Natalie, is there anything that you would like to highlight?
Is there anything I would like to highlight? So there's two things.
Okay,
two
please.
Do it. The first one, I want to shine a light on NewFest as an organization. NewFest, I worked for their film festival this past October. It's a LGBT plus film festival. They were some of the most beautiful people to work with. I had a great time. I'm also kind of gunning for a job from them. Like, period. The whole time.
manifesting that for you.
Money.
You know, it might happen, but... you know, they have an amazing Rolodex of queer positive films. They have so many events coming up. They're just a great organization to support. So I want to shine a light on them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like really just great organization to get in touch with.
If things go your route with them, hit me back up because, you know, I work for the California Center. So I would love, which
perfect.
Is, yeah. So I would. There's definitely a connection there.
There's, 100%.
Sounds like a partnership.
Yeah. And then, hold on, let me save this.
Yes.
this is, I want to get on video.
Period. I love it.
it's saving. Please load.
Okay. Please load.
Please stand by.
Please stand.
We're back. She looked cute. Anyway. And then the second thing is I want to shine a light on me.
As you motherfucking should.
As I should. No, I'm working on promoting an event. I don't have a date yet, but we're going to look at the end of April. I'm going to be launching my new company.
I love a launch.
I'm planning a screening, not just of one of my films, but also I'm going to start opening some submissions for other people to... send their films to be screened at this event. It's also going to be my 30th birthday.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask people for their money to support. Because I've always had this idea of doing like a baby business shower. Because I'm like,
I remember talking about this.
You know, everybody's just going to like give support to this baby business that I'm growing.
Absolutely.
And, it's going to be a great event, end of April. And I will be posting more soon.
That's so exciting. Yeah, please keep us posted. I would love to attend. Would love to support. Would love to do all the things. Thank you.
Shine a light on them.
Shine a light on them. All right. So are we going to the next segment? We're going to the next segment? Okay. Next segment is Prometheus.
Period.
And this is basically where we just go and drop a goal or goals that we want to get accomplished within the next week. Yeah. So
within the next week. Okay, short term.
Next week or
it could be short term.
Short term, long term, whatever your goals is, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Give them to me. What you got?
Think about it, Natalie. For me, I always like to reflect and hold myself accountable on my past goals that I set for myself. I have not started Duolingo still. This is the second week that I have failed.
What language?
I want to start Spanish. Yeah.
Oh.
Talking about getting back to the root. So I want to, you know,
just come over. My grandma will teach you.
Period. Yeah.
Word.
And I need it done by February because I'm going to Puerto Rico.
Yes. They all speak English.
When you say done, what do you mean by done?
Me? I said done?
Yeah, you said done. You said I need it done by February.
Oh, like I...
I need to master the entire language.
I'm like, what do you mean by this?
I need the lesson started at least. I need to be at least four lessons deep with grandma.
Okay. Four?
Before Febs.
With little abuelita.
With little abuelita.
Abuelita.
See?
Cute.
So there's that. I know I say this every week, but I'm a really... I don't know like what's in the air, but like I'm really feeling like tonight's gonna be like a different night for me. Like I think I'm also gonna hit the gym tonight.
Yeah.
So
damn, doctor visit got you in a different
let me tell you something. I am not one
doctor visit went crazy.
I am not one of those people that need to learn a lesson the hard way. I have always said this
about myself,
especially spiritually.
I gotta touch the stove and burn myself before I know that it's hot.
No,
before I believe you to say it, you know?
Okay. All I gotta do is watch you burn yourself. And I'm like, I'm fucking good. Let's get it together. So, yeah, I'm on that train. Yeah, we gonna get this together. So, I'm gonna do my Duolingo lesson tonight. It's gonna happen. Great. I feel like I'm gonna be pulling along.
Can I tell you something even better? Please. If you really want to learn the language,
yeah.
Get yourself a pen pal that only speaks Spanish actually, and like maybe some Brooklyn English.
Here's the thing. So I have
teach each other.
One of those.
Get yourself a little boo, the Puerto Rican boo.
Yeah, facts. I'm about to talk to this bitch in Spain.
Well, do it. Literally.
Well, but she gonna teach you that like weird Spanish with the.
Damn, here we go.
Need it all, you know what I'm saying?
So
I know plenty of Dominicans and Puerto Ricans as well.
I have been talking about this this like Venezuelan. I've been mentioning him on the show, right? But he's literally no English, right? But right now,
are we talking about our booze now?
Well, no.
Is that the next segment?
No. Not really. But right now he's in.
I'm an opt out.
Right now he's taking English classes, right? So we're trying to basically like he just talks to me in English, right? Because he uses like the little translator, mm-hmm. and I just be talking English back. So I'm not utilizing him correctly, like how I should, like how you say it, right? Mm-hmm. It should be like a trade off, and I'm gonna get that together too.
Yeah,
but
and watch like Narcos with the subtitles on. Mm. Yeah, like damn. watch a show that's in Spanish You're with right. the subtitles on,
and just fire too.
Yeah, just you really the only way I've always said this the only way to learn a language fully is to completely immerse yourself in it.
Yeah,
like I learned Spanish before I learned English, but then I forgot it all for years, mm-hmm. and I could only understand it. Like I was so uncomfortable speaking it. And then I got a job in an immigration firm where Ooh. I had to speak Spanish all day, every day. And my Spanish was ass for a while. And they made fun of me. The clients made fun of me. But, you know, you get through
Imagine
it.
You trying to help a motherfucker and they cutting you up.
Cutting you, eating you up.
That's how they do it, you know.
Eating you up.
But and no, then I learned how to agree. Eat them up right back.
Period. Hello.
I agree,
cuss you out in English and Spanish. Because
fuck you
bitch.
Talking about. Hello.
When I was little, that's how I learned too. Like, my grandma used to take me to fucking Dunkin' Donuts and just speak to me in Spanish over breakfast. Like,
yeah, yeah.
She wouldn't say shit up. She wouldn't use an English word.
Yeah.
And that's my thing, too. I can understand it better than I can speak it.
It's neuroscience, different sides of the brain.
Facts.
Yeah.
We're going to get it together, though. I believe in me. On top of that, like I fake kind of just mentioned, I do my next goal for this week. Oh, I did complete my goal of admin day, though. I did establish an admin day where
I need to do that.
I'm going to be establishing a day that I do my personal work every week because that just ran amok last year as well.
Yeah.
I got nothing of my own shit done. So we're going to nip that in the bud.
So behind on my taxes.
Nip it in the bud.
Everything. Like, everything.
Me too.
So there's that. I'm going to continue that. Monday has been established.
Please
and
don't
then,
arrest me.
Please don't arrest us. Upcoming for me, I want to increase my workout regimen.
Yes.
Because I do have one. I do have an at-home thing that I do, but, you know, clearly step it up. and whether that looks like me going to the gym more or what I really want to do, I really want to return back to running. But it literally like hurts now because
I hate running.
I love it. I love when I was running consecutively, but then like, so I was like born with like fucked up ankles and shit. And I think running too much, like started to get me back to that point. So I think I'm going to start running again, but I'm just going to run less if that makes sense. Like I don't need to be like the 2-mile, 3-mile bitch. I think I'm going to just do like 10 minutes a day. And I think that'll also show
I
like.
Feel, I feel you on that. Cause I just, bro, I bust a mile and I'm good.
I need to get there.
I used to have asthma, bro. Like I ain't doing all that extra shit.
Yeah. I hear you. You got to do what's within your means. And
cause like my thing is I'd be more so focused on hitting the mile like consistently without stopping. If I could run the whole mile without having to take a break, then like to me that's progress.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Because I used to have to take breaks, nigga. Word.
I can't run for shit. I'd so much rather. I think it's, you know, I gotta like hold my shit up. Like this mad work.
It's different. It's
like,
different.
It's
different.
You know, I got a lot to work with there. So I mean, yeah. I'd much rather like a bike or like Stairmaster or something like that.
I hear you.
I feel maybe I just have weak ankles.
Well, hear ye.
They got ankle weights for that.
We gonna figure it out and we gonna do it to it. But
y'all
might
do it to it.
Y'all might see that little gym post tonight if I'm really about it.
In the gym getting swollen.
Kind of fucking late, but we'll see. How about you two? Did you get anything captured of you? Let me see this. Oh, you need that. Can I see this?
Oh, my phone's dying, but here, try. Oh,
shit.
Here, I got like 5%.
Maybe. What about you?
Don't look at my nudes. No, I'm just kidding.
God damn it. So honestly, two of my goals still remain from last week as far as just shooting video content and finishing up tracks for 777 Side B. I feel like those are things I'm gonna just be doing every week, honestly. Remaining consistent with my workouts, a nigga started his push-ups again. You already know how that shit go.
Period.
So I wanna increase the number of push-ups I do. I wanna incorporate new workouts to flex my core and all that shit.
Yep.
I need to eat more because a nigga been getting skinny. Mm. I don't like that. Better.
Lots of protein.
Yeah. So with eating more, I need to eat more healthy shit because I can't be eating a whole bunch of bullshit. It just makes me feel bad. And I want to take the time out this week to really sit and journal about what I want in various aspects of my life just so I could get more clear because I've never done that. Mm. And that's why when people ask me, like, yo, what do you want? I'm like, outside of this music shit, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's real. Thank you.
Amazing. And Natalie, how about you?
Oh.
Got any promises to yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, promises to myself. I think continuing to, like, focus on my fitness. I did 2 spin classes this week, bitch.
Yes.
I did 2 spin classes. It was great. I almost died today, but, you know.
But you did that shit.
But I did it. So, yeah, I think, you know, just overall just trying to live a little healthier. And just be a little bit more intentional. And I think I'm also, what else? Just trying to live like a grown-up. I don't know. I think I've nurtured my inner child and my inner teenager a lot where I've just kind of been like, you know, like when like people raise a kid and they just kind of like give it whatever it wants to kind of shut up. That I treat myself like that.
Like a brat? You've been a brat to yourself?
Yes, I've been a brat to myself. And I think, you know, like I'm very much like, oh, I deserve a little treat. I woke up today.
Yeah.
Like, you know. I'm literally just a girl, guys.
I'm just a girl, period.
Literally just a girl.
I was like, damn, this sounds real familiar.
But you know what? Here's the thing.
But.
No. Okay.
No.
Do this.
Go do it. My phone's dying.
Oh, that's you? Yeah. Do you?
Go ahead. Record.
But here's the thing that I want to bring to light, though, right? Because, and again, this is to give us grace, right? Mm-hmm. We do have to remember that we are at the aftermath of a fucking pandemic, right? Where we just all went.
I thought about this the other day.
We all went through so much shit. So even though you're like, oh yeah, I woke up today, I deserve a treat. That's kind of like real shit, you know? So I can understand. I can understand why you had a period of that and why you are now coming out of that period and catching yourself. You know what I mean? But I do want to highlight that we went through some shit. So I think, you know, me eating whatever the fuck I wanted to for a year, right? I think
it's because
I went through some shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I allowed myself that grace and now I'm snapping back out of it, right? You're snapping out of your shit. You're snapping out of your shit.
Yes.
And I just don't want us to beat ourselves up thinking that we should have never entered that period because I think we needed that period of being a brat for ourselves because we went through so much fucking like pain and sorrow and whatever and confusion and whatever the fuck for a hot second, right? So I think we needed that rebirth of childhood brattiness in order to like grow up again and be like, all right, let me
now we gotta get it in check. I think you know, I resonate with that a lot because I think, and you don't have to turn it off.
Get Natalie P. I'm just,
listen, make sure you don't get the chichos. Anyway,
the computer right there.
No, I think, you know, you're right. I think the treat yourself came out of a need to have some kind of coping mechanism because I was working myself realistically to the bone
100%.
In a lot of situations that really weren't good for me. So, you know, I think my way of coping with that was saying, hey, you know, you got through this really difficult day or this really difficult person or this difficult situation, you know, treat yourself. If nobody else is going to treat you, you might as well do it for yourself.
Exactly.
Right. But there, you know, again, balance. everything in excess is bad. And I think, you know, the last 2 years, I think it got a little bit to a point of excess, mm-hmm. where I was overspending, overeating, over drinking, over loving, over everything.
Yeah.
And now I think I'm just learning how to reparent myself. And, you know, kind of put in some of those boundaries and say, okay, you played.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time to build.
Exactly.
You know, right. And not for others, but for yourself. Yeah, you know, because that reparenting is actually like, you know, because your parents, they don't tell you what to do for the shits and giggles of it. They do it because they think they know what's best for you.
Right.
But now it's like, if it's yourself, you really know what's best for you. Exactly. So you put those pieces in play, even if it's going to, you know, even if you don't get to go for the second martini or the, mm-hmm. you know, the guy that's really cute, but like, you know, isn't doing anything for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, these are just certain things that like you kind of say, okay, well, you had your time to have the little fun with that. Now it's time to like be an adult, yeah. and reparent yourself. So again, it's just balance.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Absolutely agreed. Well, thank you all for that. That brings us to the end of our episode. You can
bye life people.
Bye life people.
Bye niggas.
You make can sure find you me that. At DJSJ614 on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at TWO32 on Instagram, Yasirsky.
Oh, I was taking a vacation.
Pyro the Dragon over here.
You can follow me at N Polanco, P-O-L-A-N-C-O-O. Mm-hmm. Because Polanco was taken. So Polanco.
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 And Polanco on all social media platforms. And
you can find us at The New York Dose. All of this will be in our show notes. Thank you so much for listening. Don't ever forget to stay dope.
Stay dose.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose, baby.
Yay. What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love. It's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park. Don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.